Eric Ilkish, our guest on SOS this morning. I guess let's begin with your status. What you're a free agent again.
Yeah, back to free agency, and you know, we've had some interest from the A's a little bit. Manager really liked me, and so we'll look into it again to see, you know, if we can get some stability. You know, one team over, you know, for 2 years is a lot for me. So we're looking into any option, you know, whether it's here or overseas, things like that. So, but yeah, we're excited for another offseason.
How close were you? Do you have any sense how close you were to being called up in the 40-man?
I'm not sure. I mean, nobody comes up and tells you, hey, man, you were like one day away or anything like that. But, you know, I've kind of looking back, I think that having a little bit of a tough April was something that probably held me back a little bit. After April, I pitched pretty darn well, and I finished strong, and it just didn't happen. And for, you know, the A's, I mean, they're pushing hard, they're playing well, and for them to give a starter that they don't know too much about, you know, six innings, that's not going to happen very often. And so usually being a starter is a good thing, and for me it might have turned out to not be that. But, you know, overall I had a good year. I'm excited and enjoying playing baseball, which is something that's been, you know, back and forth for me some over the years. But had a good year and look forward to the next one.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point I wanted to emphasize, is that you came out of this year feeling healthy, feeling like you were pitching well, and you're really anxious to get back at it.
Yeah, this year for sure was, I mean, I had a good year last year, but I still didn't quite feel like I was ready for the big leagues. Like, I knew I could pitch well in AAA, but I didn't know if I was quite good enough to consistently pitch in the big leagues. This year I felt like, if given the opportunity, I was ready, and I'm enjoying playing. It's been a long time, and I had to have a good talk with my wife about just, you know, enjoying the game, enjoying what you're doing, instead of putting so much pressure on whether you get called up or whether you don't get released or things like that. And it really let me focus on pitching and why I enjoy playing the game. And so I'm going to, you know, go into this offseason and get myself ready to be good from the get-go.
You spoke today at Kiwanis. One of the things you mentioned was that importance of speed, and you feel it too, that you've got to be able to bring the fastball.
Yeah, to a certain extent, you definitely do. And I'm not saying that you can't make it as a, you know, soft-tossing lefty, the old common phrase, but it helps to have some velocity. And, you know, I've actually worked on it quite a bit. I put time and effort into trying to bump that up. And by the end of the year, which, you know, usually you're slowing down a little bit, I had bumped up about a mile and a half over last year. And, you know, we get numbers so precise that it's like to the tenth mile an hour. But I had one pitch that I hit 94.4, and if I got 94.5, I would have got that first ever 95. And so, you know, there's a little bit of excitement with that, and the coaches were even in on it a little bit. They're like, "Hey, Yoke, you're not a hard or a soft tossing lefty. You're out there. You're a power arm." And, you know, so it's things like that. But, you know, I know I'm always going to be a guy that can keep them off balance, move the ball in and out, make it move different directions. But to add a little bit of zip to where I can get a fastball by a hitter, or I feel like I can at least get a bad swing on it, to where in a 3-2 count, I'm not going to the changeup every single time to try to fool him. I can go, hey, here's the fastball. See if you can hit it. I'm going to locate it well and try to get a ground out. So
give me an example first. I want to ask you that about that, and then about arm injuries. But give us an example of how you add miles per hour to your fastball.
Well, I have done the driveline program. It's like a weighted ball program in the off season, and, you know, I've told a lot of people, and I'm an advocate for it. And in the off season, I would always do your standard upper body or lower body workouts, but I never tried to work to improve my arm and my arm speed, arm strength. And that's what these things are there to do. And a lot of it's mechanical too. Instead of being built just to like try to repeat and throw it over and over again in the same spot, you know, there was a little more explosiveness. And actually, I didn't do the whole like weighted ball program. I used them during the season, but didn't try to add velo yet. over the year, it did get higher. It improved. And like I said, by August, it was up quite a bit. And so I think a lot of it had to do with just getting on time mechanically and, you know, knowing that, you know, I was trying to throw the ball hard, you know, and that's something that it used to be like, oh, I'm just going to try to force it to that spot. Instead, it's like, there's the glove, throw it through it, and throw it hard. And so, you know, and that's kind of what I used to do in high school, too, because I felt like I could throw it by guys. And I guess after you get in pro ball and you think that it's not good enough, now it's just like, I can't miss a spot. I have to be, and I turn tentative. Mm-hmm. And so just to be aggressive again, I think, helped a lot, too.
And the final question has to do with when you throw with velocity, throwing is not a natural throwing overhand.
Right.
Is there a danger for injury? Is it a plus? Is it a minus?
There's always going to be that danger. And, you know, but I try to take every precaution possible. You know, their program is set, and the guys in their program have been, you know, Trevor Bauer is with the Indians, and he's, you know, the biggest advocate for, mm-hmm. for driveline. And he's very specific on what he needs to do going into it. He's been hurt with, like, I think he took a line drive or something. He's had, like, a broken leg or something, not an arm injury. And he's added velo. He's throwing harder than he ever has, and he never stops throwing. And so I think taking proper care of, you know, actually throwing aggressive. So I've said in the past, you know, throwing soft, like in between starts, you're throwing soft, don't hurt your arm, don't hurt your arm. And then all of a sudden you get in a game and it's like, hey, give us 100 pitches as hard as you can. I think that leads to more injuries than, you know, actually going out and throwing the ball hard sometimes and working on that and getting your body used to it to where when you do go into the game and pitch, it's not something completely foreign.